few personal letters. Records of the law cases in which Lincoln participated have recently become available in digital form, but the collected works of Abraham Lincoln runs to a mere 8 volumes plus 2 thin supplements and consists mostly of speeches and wartime directives. By contrast, the papers of Thomas Jefferson consists of 40 volumes to date and has only reached the first year of Jefferson's presidency. To fill in the gaps in the historical record, many writers rely on recollections of Lincoln's words related long after they were spoken and often of dubious reliability. Once Lincoln died, of course, such memories were filtered through his apotheosis as the great emancipator. For this reason, I've preferred, in the chapters that follow, to cite Lincoln's words as recalled by others only if they were recorded at the time they were spoken. Later recollections are clearly identified as such. In some ways, the private Lincoln will forever remain elusive. To plumb his thoughts, we must rely on his actions and his public letters and addresses. Fortunately, Lincoln not only had a command of the English language matched among presidents only by Jefferson, but also was a deliberate and meticulous